You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
...would allow additional consenting pathways in some of New Zealand's precious wetland areas. This development, especially the potential consenting of coal mines in wetland areas, would massively endanger the country's ecosystems and carbon sequestration. I had a chat with Tom Kay, the freshwater advocate at Forest and Bird, about the government's announcement, why wetlands are so precious, and how they will be impacted. I first asked him what the announcement was and what its impacts on wetland areas will be.
So the government's basically pushing ahead with loosening up some regulations that did protect wetlands. It's basically saying that we're going to let some things happen to destroy wetlands, and the things that are included are things like coal mining and urban development and landfills and quarrying. So government's opening up this pathway to allow coal mines to destroy wetlands, essentially, among other things.
What exactly are wetlands, and why do experts believe them to be so crucial to our ecology and our environment?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, and one that I'll try and get the details off. But so, wetlands are kind of like these halfway areas between lakes and land, I guess. They're kind of permanently wet, or the soil is at least saturated. And they have lots of things like flax and different plants, but then they've also got a lot going on beneath the surface. So wetlands are really important because they offer habitat for birds and things, but also for fish and eels and tuna, things like that. But they have this really complex, deep soil and amazing plant life that are incredible at storing carbon and regulating the impact of rainfall and flood flows and rivers, that kind of thing. So they're really important for biodiversity and habitat. They're actually one of the places where you'll find the most species in any sort of New Zealand landscape is in a wetland. But then there are also these incredible nature-based solutions to climate change, basically.
So you mentioned these nature-based solutions to climate change. How exactly do wetlands impact climate emissions?
Yeah, so wetlands, it turns out, are really amazing carbon sequesterers. So they store huge amounts of carbon in their soils and in their plant matter and all that kind of stuff. One particular type of wetland called a peatland is even better at that. They build up over hundreds or thousands of years with really deep soil that turns into peat, which some people might not be familiar with, but is basically like vegetation and plant material that's kind of on its way to becoming coal, basically, which is, made of carbon. So that's why we've seen fires in peat wetlands in Northland and in Southland, because they're storing huge amounts of carbon, which when it's wet is incredible because it keeps carbon in the ground. But when it starts to dry out from things like farming and drainage for urban development, that kind of thing, or serious droughts, that peat can become fuel and it starts to actually emit carbon even when it's not burning. So there's this huge opportunity to save wetlands and to restore wetlands to hold carbon. And this massive loss and risk where if we're draining wetlands or letting them dry out, then we're going to be emitting more carbon into the atmosphere.
How big of an impact will this announcement have on the sort of wetlands that we have left? I mean, are they really in danger?
Yeah, we've lost 90% of our wetlands across New Zealand since sort of human occupation, and a lot of that's been over the last century. So we've got about 250,000 hectares of wetlands left in New Zealand, which is minuscule compared to the kind of 2.5 million hectares we once had. So areas like the Manawatū were essentially entirely covered in wetlands. Some of the Hauraki Plains, huge areas of Southland, huge areas of Northland. You know, wetlands were actually a really vast ecosystem in New Zealand's landscape. And unfortunately, sort of the colonial culture was to come and see these areas as a wasteland and to drain them and turn them into farming. So they really are under threat. We've got very little wetland area left. And those bits that are left actually hold on to, some species that we don't find anywhere else. Things like mudfish, that can burrow down into the mud and survive for months without water. And these changes that the government's bringing in really are a risk to those areas that are left, because Forest and Bird has seen through the years that even supposedly with some rules to protect wetlands, we're still losing them. We're still having them drained, potentially illegally, or just kind of by proxy, by being nearby other stuff that's going on that's damaging them. And we're still sort of seeing people pushing to be able to develop in and around them. And that's basically what we've seen the government cave to here, is that pressure to continue to kind of build over them. And the huge risk with wetlands is that, you know, something like the Kaimomo wetland, which is a huge peat wetland that was on fire, you know, that kind of peat takes thousands of years to build up. And you can't just kind of, you know, get rid of a bit of wetland here and say that you'll, you know, you'll restore a piece of pasture over there and plant some flax and turn it into a wetland, because it's, you know, it's almost like saying I'm going to cut down a 100-year-old Cody or a 1,000-year-old Cody and I'm going to plant a seedling in its place and that's going to make up for it. And it's just not the same. So we've really got to hold on to these places that we have left.
The government has called climate change